This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. African Americans in New York City are arrested 8 times more than white non-Hispanic people over the last 3 years for simple marijuana offenses. Hispanics were arrested 3 times more often. In super wealthy Manhattan, blacks were arrested for marijuana 15 times more often. Former employees of for-profit educational institutions that were under fraud inquiries by the Department of Education are now working for the department under Secretary DeVos, and have managed to reassign investigators and close down the fraud investigations. Voter turnout in Iraq's election was 44.5%, the lowest since the country's first democratic election in 2005. This season's top-rated TV show, The Revival of Roseanne, has a median viewer age of 52.9. Several thousand people in Pakistan are demonstrating in a growing civil rights movement against the military to seek justice for minorities, particularly the Pashtun ethnic group in the northwestern part of the country. Multiple studies establish that mergers and industry concentration lower wage rates for workers employed by those companies by reducing any competition for job seekers. The World Health Organization is making trans fats enemy number one this year. The number of countries limiting trans fats is growing, but most of them are high-income or upper-middle-income countries. There's a crisis in recycling. Cities aggressively expanded their programs to keep household items out of landfills, decreasing the purity of U.S. scrap so that 20% of what was being shipped to China was bad, more than double that of 5 years ago. China put a limit of 0.5% to contaminants and halted all recycling imports from the U.S. as part of the trade spat. Companies claim they can't make a profit by having labor sort out bad material. College ranking system from an Oregon State University sociologist that looked at progress for students from when they entered to when they left, including level of college debt, had Rutgers in New Jersey and Texas A&M scoring high among average colleges and UT El Paso earning its top ranking among the most open colleges. Within each category, graduates of these three colleges do much better than would be predicted by their test scores and social backgrounds. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.